Hello everybody, welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today's Monday, it's February 13th, 2023. It's 11:08 a.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. And before we get started, a couple of Prepper Survival, Freddy sent this in. Use of pool shock, you heard me mention it in one of my reports. This is going to be, you should have multiple layers of backup for a backup for a backup. For purifying water in your plan. And this is going to be the best long-term storable way, method of purifying water. The only thing that I would add to this, of course, is going to say for educational purposes only. And you're going to have to, these directions are for 70% calcium hypochlorite, 7%, because when you look on the package, you'll see there's different percentages. You see 90%, you can see 70, you can see 35. And so things are going to be just, that's the thing to watch for using these values. And the only thing that I would add is when you're storing your pool shock, you're going to want to use freezer pack type vacuum bags and keep it in the dark. Similar to your nanosolver. Because light's going to degrade it, you know, ever so slightly, but in a survival situation, you want to optimize everything to its maximum. And then moisture, just moisture in the air, is going to degrade your pool shock. So it's going to last way beyond the Black Star gets here if you store properly. But even with your sodium borate, that I keep mine in an airtight jar. Or if you have a large amount, you're going to want to vacuum that into smaller packages. And you can go one large if you want to, but then you have to open it up whenever you want to use it, and then you're exposing it to the moisture. So I like to micromanage these types of things with vacuum packs and seals. And then when you open it, then you have a certain amount of time before it's used. And then once you mix your solution for purifying your water, then remember whenever you purify that water, it's good for a certain amount of time. There's a time limit on this stuff. And then some of my prepping over the weekend. So I looked at the moon, and we'll go through the links that I'll show you. And I'm trying to do this right. And so everything, this is how things start off in the garden. And I'm not a pro at this by any stretch of the imagination. But I've been doing some research and watched quite a few videos on people that are experts. And this is how they recommend to start things off. So I've got seeds separated into their little... First drop them in water. And then I'm watching the date. So starting on the 12th, 12th, 13th, and 14th are the optimum days right now for doing this type of thing. And then there are days when not to do things, and you know, looking at the almanac and planting by the moon, there's a science to it. And so I'm doing my best. Then you have to, depending on where you are, it seems like with the almanac, then the southern regions are going to be the best. Like if you're in Florida, you're in Texas or somewhere south. Up where I'm further north than northwest Arkansas, so everything doesn't want to work out just perfectly with the average last freeze, the frost date. So everybody's got one of those. And for this region right here, it's March 30th. And so we're 10 days into the spring here. That's going to be later in, obviously, in Minnesota and Montana, and earlier in Florida. So, this is how it's going to start. Then I'm going to get them into baggies inside of paper towels. And so they get the sprout, they get to sprouting, and then I've got a whole pile of, we'll see how many actually germinate, and I've got way more than I'm going to be able to use, likely. So I'll take, I'm look, looking for the strongest, the biggest, but I'm looking at my seed supply, and seeds, no matter what, they have a shelf life on them. And so you look at the, I have a vast number of seeds, and so I'm got more in here than I'm going to be able to use with everything except for, I think, squash. Only have six seeds for some reason. And so then they're all going to go inside the baggie. That's going to have a puff of air in it that keep them from collapsing on, and that's going to hold the moisture in to with the paper towels. And I'd use just regular water, not tap water. That the thing about tap water is it has gases in it. But if you, I mean, you can use tap water. The people, the guys that I'm listening to, there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. It's just you're going to want it. You take your tap water and leave it in the open air because then the gases are going to come out. I mean, if that's all you have, you know, is tap water, you're living in a city or something. Distilled water, not necessarily good for something like this. You're going to want something that has some type of, you know, nutrient, some, just something in it. And so this is how it's going to start off, and then we'll see. I'd like to see some signs of sprouting before I give, but I don't want them just sitting in the water. They say 8 hours to 24 hours, so I may even get these today and get them in their the next stage. This is what I have so far, not counting potatoes from the harvest from last fall. Then there's potatoes that have to be cut, you know, with the eyes on them and things like that. And that's, I didn't have very much luck with potatoes. Didn't have much luck with watermelons either. I think we got one watermelon. And then it sat on the counter. Sat on the counter. I think I wound up throwing it away, if memory serves. And not good with cantaloupes either. Was not able to get even one cantaloupe. So those are the types of things. Just live and learn. And learn a few new tricks of planting. Whenever these get planted into the ground, then using a little slice of banana peel in there with them. And I have some other tricks that I'll show you guys. And I'm learning, not an expert in this by any stretch, but now's the time to start this type of process. Because if they can sit, I'm going to build a I guess you call it a tray holder, it's like shelves. That's going to be sit in front of our two front. Well, so we has upstairs and downstairs. I could use upstairs and downstairs. But so they're going to be sitting in the sunlight. They're supposed to get at least 6 hours. It's probably about what they're going to get on the south side of the house. And so I'll keep you guys updated on what's going on with this little project. We all need to be growing something, even if just inside, even if it's just sprouts, something. Because the societal support mechanisms all around us are being attacked, they're under assault. And that's all of a sudden you're going to go down to Piggly Wiggly and there's going to be nothing there. Depending on if you're living in a big city, especially. God bless you if you're living in a big city. But it probably won't be as difficult out in Northwest Arkansas, where there are chicken houses, turkey houses, and gardens, and a lot of local produce here. Okay, our numbers are in for week number 50, and you can see this is a good week. We've had now 5 7-magnitude earthquakes taking place in week 50 as we are approaching the 90-degree angle position relative to the black star. So these are the two big quakes in Turkey, where the death toll is now over 35,000. They're still finding people alive. Found two from an article that I looked at, which means they're likely going to, if they're still finding people that are alive, they're going to continue to find people that are that were victims. And we're going to go across a story where some leaders think that this was done deliberately, that these quakes were. Generally, I don't believe that, but some people do believe that. It was pretty easy to see something was going to happen because of the way the magma was shifting through there. So we're looking for two, and we've already had two of the six magnitude earthquakes. And for week 50, that ended Saturday night at midnight UTC on the 11th. And then looking for more than 30, which that's what we've been having. We've been having over 30 for the last 4 years. Almost every year, we've had over 30 for a week 50, very active. And then 300 is the average. These numbers, these that were throwing the average off, would change to 350 to get this 300 value. We've had less than that for the last 2 years running, so we'll see how that number is going to be higher because of the aftershocks of what's going on with Turkey. And looking at earthquake 3D, things that are sticking out is a family of four magnitude earthquakes. See them? This is just for the last 3 days. Actually, two days and a little bit. Here's a family of fours running across here. There's a five magnitude earthquake along the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And this one, I believe, is 27 kilometers, 29 kilometers. And this is out in the northern regions of the chain. You see, the Caribbean chain here. That's magma. I mean, that's down 27, 30, 33. It's magma movement. And this is where I'm expecting this type of activity right now. And as we're moving through outside orbital position, then this should light up with activity. And also watching this 5-magnitude earthquake, I would expect to be on this side with a magma wave action coming through here. Pow, pow, pow. And it's not. It's in Romania. And a 5 on top of that. I believe it's going to show at the 10-kilometer depth. It does, like most of these. They're going to be aftershocks in the region. And I showed you last week how they're moving down that fault line towards the Mount of Olives. And so that's kind of a surpriser, the 5-magnitude earthquake. But you know, if you follow my reports, you know this is now our watch area. We had the 7.3 China. We had these big quakes. They're even bigger. And this is this region right here. We should expect to see more like this. Straight 5-magnitude earthquake. See, we're nearing the 90-degree angle relative to the black stars. Usually the 5s that strike along here are down into the 4s and into 4.1, 4.3 range. So a 5 popping up out of here at 10-kilometer depth. That's surprising to me. And so we'll see if there are more signs of magma wave action wanting to go to the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. Right now, it's not supposed to. It's supposed to be on this side, moving back to the origination zone until after February 25th. So if we see more of this strange activity on this side, that's going to tell us maybe this next quake along quarter three, this is going to be the unzipping phenomenon moving through the region. And it's now that it's reached this far, it only has this far to go to the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. This area right here is in the crosshairs. If you're in this region right here, you need to be on high alert. Because what happened here is going to happen in here. If the patterns that I'm seeing happen, if that's what happens, there's one of the 6.1s, 6.1 right here. That's below the 520 discontinuity. It's deep. It's big. It's actually more than, it's about a 7.2, 7.3 as far as the energy released that deep inside the Earth. You add one magnitude of 500 kilometers. And this activity, there's, so looking at all the white that's here in the western part of the United States, seems to be coinciding with what's happening out here. This, that's a curious quake striking that far west. Now I'm curious, I'm wanting to look. Right over here. Give me just a second and get the tectonic plates. This is remember the 6.1 we had out here? This is reminiscent of that. That's why it's strange. You're usually going to see them along these fault lines. See them all the time around this fault line here. And along this circle here. Not out here. You see there is some historical precedent for it, though. That 6.1 was further north. Not much precedent for it. So it's not that strange, but also it's a little bit farther west of the historical data. Yep, and we'll get to you in a second. Brad's going nuts. The news is happening so fast his head's spinning. And deep quake underneath quarter two, just north of the elbow position here. Usually have 6 or 7 of those a year. We've had 6 or 7 now in about the last 4 months, if memory serving me properly. Now, there's only one deep quake, and that's around Japan. And previous activity was south of, so now we should expect north. We should expect this region right here to light up first, and then that turns red like this one, and then it starts over again. The new cycle begins along quarter one with the deep quakes. And nothing along quarter four. We just had 2 quakes at the Sandwich Islands quake swarm area. It's not even a quake swarm area now. There's just been 2 of them in about the last 3 weeks, around 5 magnitude. And it looks like that's going to do it. So this is a watch area right here, and this is a watch area that's right here. And always, this region is way overdue for a larger magnitude earthquake. The longer it waits, the bigger it's going to be. Okay. Now the way this chart looks down here at the bottom, it's trying to fill in, so you can see we're going to be at the end of the cycle on, just happens to work out right on Saturday, February 25th, last day of the cycle, and then we'll begin the 2023 orbit cycle. And week one, there's likely going to be, which I won't know until we get into maybe April, looking backwards. Sometimes it takes until May to know if there's going to be 53 weeks here or 52. That's by the time it takes sometimes to know black star leftward movement, how far it's actually moved left in the orbit diagram. So sometimes an adjustment has to be made, and a 53 added. Last cycle, see, we had the 53. Since we just had it and the black star is moving left in the orbit diagram less than 7 degrees, then we're likely not going to have a 53 here. Likely. We'll see how that shakes out. In all of these articles, some of them were added over the weekend, so the links will not be to all these articles that I'm about to show you. All of them are not going to appear underneath this article. Some of them were put in over the weekend. This is the top article that came in, and for today, U.S. says Americans should leave Russia immediately. These kind of warning signs that you see before war is imminent. And must watch this lady here. Romanian senator slams gold globalists for mass genocide using alleged pandemic and COVID death jabs, which that's precisely what's going on. The command control mechanism used by the elite to control the masses while they're preparing to run to the underground arc cities. And for me, everything that's happening in our environment, the balloons and all that, are you getting tired of hearing about all the balloon stories? And some of that is to distract everybody from the truth of what's going on with Hunter Biden and those documents and the fact that we've been sold out to China and China is preparing for war against us. Some people say 2025, some people say somewhere, you know, years down the road, it could be much sooner than that. And then she claims that Turkey's earthquake is a man-made attack. There were too many precursor signs, unless the elite were using, if they're helping the black star with the unzipping phenomenon, because that was already in my watch area. And then whenever the magma wave action was reversed, energy kept pushing and like a heartbeat, throbbing, pushing out toward the Mid-Atlantic Ridge when it should have been going back to the origination zone. You know, week after week after week, that was in my report from about, the energy should have gone through the Middle East about December 21st, by Christmas. And it didn't. It kept pulsating out and kept having activity at the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. It told me something was happening. So the notion that all of those patterns were created by artificial means to create an earthquake there in Turkey, I'm not buying that. That's in the watch area. It's just like whenever something big hits, you know, Greece, Italy, France, that's west of that position, I'm not going to believe it. I'm going to believe that it's black star and superplume triggered. It can look to people that don't see the black star, they don't see the superplume, they don't see what's that it's growing out of control, the superplume under our feet, and it's, the horn formations are pushing up, 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 separating tectonic plates. Say that these quakes are striking along that fault line, quarter three fault line. I can understand why she might conclude that. They were saying that about Fukushima. That was predicted in advance, a near-side Lamet quake. And I didn't buy that then either. Equatorial Guinea quarantines 200 after unknown hemorrhagic fever deaths. So they're... doesn't seem to me that this is going to be the activation of the biological weapon yet. Whenever the activation of the biological weapon happens, it's going to happen worldwide. Big cities, bam, and then it's going to spread everywhere. And it's going to kill millions of people really fast, and then billions of people, not 200. So this is likely going to be related. This is what's in the environment and the weakened immune systems. And so people become incubators really easy when their immune systems are compromised, petri dishes, and the stuff grows, and then it's easy to spread. So instead of having just regular old, natural, strong immune systems. And expect you're going to see more and more of this, but it does not look to me like the biological weapon has been activated yet. Whenever that happens, we're going to know it. This is going to be everywhere. It's going to be at the hospitals. You're going to see at this hospital and at that hospital. It's going to happen at a few hospitals first on the day that it begins. And then it's going to be in all the hospitals in the whole world. That's not the pattern that we're seeing. Who says we must prepare for the H5N1 bird flu plandemic? Wants to update plandemic treaty and forcibly vaccinate countries at their own will. So at some point, then the global banks cartel and their eugenics monsters are going to want to take this to the next level, coordinating with the WHO and this new treaty that all Biden has to do is sign it. And so they, at some point, are just going to launch, just like they did with this pandemic with SARS. They're going to launch the next phase. They have to create the need, create the emergency. U.S. reliance on Chinese strategic resources set stage for war disaster. 80% of U.S. rare earth suppliers, China. This was done deliberately, making us vulnerable to China. So Biden sells us out to China, along with McConnell, along with Newsom, and, well, all of them. We've been sold out. And I've seen a lot about this balloon, all the balloon stories now. It's kind of like they're using all these different balloon stories to dilute the cesspool that they've created. Then you saw the story that the components found on what they dragged out of the Atlantic Ocean, American components. That's what you were told was going to happen. And we're not getting the truth on any of this stuff. It's one of the reasons I'm not covering it. It was objects. They have these objects. Like they're UFOs. Well, when they shoot them down and they gather the components, then they know exactly what it is. But it's still objects. We're being kept in the dark deliberately. As if everybody knew exactly what was going on, you'd realize that the threat is not China. The threat is the NSA and their subcontractors. When the electromagnetic pulses go off and the biological weapon is activated, it's going to be an attack by Americans on Americans, just like 9/11. But it's going to be blamed on China. Watch and see. Just like the China virus, it's not a China virus. We're going to go through the links here. And more people think that they have it all figured out. It seems to me they still see part of the picture. American cities become war zones as crime explodes across the nation. That's another reason for the distractions with the balloons and all this. Even all the documents that are being found It's just on and on and on and on like a giant charade. They're diluting the cesspool. It's making what Biden did and selling us out and all the documents he had since when he was a senator. Those are felonies. That's treason. And, well, everybody's doing it, and they continue to distract. Even away from the fact about the war zones here in the United States. That's not just here, it's a global thing. That's happening. Study warns of rise in U.S. suicides. More people cashing in their chips, they're done. The FBI has found a gateway to declare Christians as criminals. And this is the pool shock information right here. If you have the resources, I highly, highly, highly recommend. Silver has been pushed down by the four big banks that have a silver short position. And we're in a little window where the premiums, what you pay over spot for the Buffalo rounds, is $2 and something. It just came down from $6.50. It's a golden opportunity if you have resources that are just sitting in a bank. And the banks are about to come under assault. More and more articles about people losing their cars, losing their houses. Eventually, the bank ends up holding the bag. This is the 7.8. It's got to be over 40,000 people. Looks like it could reach 50,000 people. We'll see by the time it's all said and done. And this is the Hal Turner article, Americans Should Leave Russia. I have no plans to go to Russia. Romanian senator slams globalists. It's the one she thinks that was a deliberate act over there along quarter three. Magma revealed to take unexpected root beneath volcanic chains. And here's the lady that makes the video on this. And they're talking about magma that's producing subduction areas where the one plate's subducting under the other. So friction, and it creates magma, and it's looking for somewhere to go. And these processes seem to be, they're going to be affected by the black star, ultimately. Because the chart that I show you on Thursdays, electromagnetic energy coming in, then the superplume. The superplume is under electromagnetic control of the black star. It's under its influence. And then that causes extra heat. When you add heat to the equation, it changes things. And so, like the scientists that found the magma, effervescent magma is what I refer to it as, around the world, but it's not everywhere. They're trying to understand it. And to them, since they discovered it, they think that it's been there. And they're trying to find out why. So they're walking, working hypotheses. And they're trying to figure it out. And it seems to me, by the time they do, it's going to be too late. Because the source is going to be something coming from space. How many geologists do you think are going to make that connection? They don't even know what a magnetic portal connection is. They think that the Earth's internal gyro is something that's internal that keeps the Earth hot. And when in reality, the energy to keep that gyro going comes from the sun through the magnetic portal connection. But they're using 600-year-old models. And so we should expect their conclusions to be off. Like many of the people that think that we're going into a grand minimum with the sun, it's actually the black star siphoning energy from the sun. It's not part of a natural cycle, unless you consider the black star natural, and they're looking at a cycle that's not hundreds of years long, but thousands, about 3,600 years long. This is about to cause a huge snowstorm, and looking at the dates here, and he's projecting forward, and it's showing that it's going to be too cold to put veggies outside for now. I hope to see better reports. I would like to put these out. I'd like to have them inside about a month, not 2 months. That March 30th date, the last frost average, I'm hoping to be able to look at that two-week forecast and get these in the ground whenever the moon says so in March, which is going to be around, this is going to be in the middle of March, whenever that's optimum. West gasoline shipping costs soar after Russia's embargo. So this is another case of sanctions being put on Russia that doesn't hurt them at all. It actually helps them. And then the cost of moving the petroleum products around goes up for everybody else. But for me, that's by design. Prices go up for Europe. Prices go up for everybody that's putting on the sanctions. NATO flag defaces thousands rally in Paris. This is French. They're really upset. And some of the videos that I'm seeing say that there's like a million people out there protesting right now. This one particular one says, 10,000 people all protested against sending weapons to Ukraine. But you know what that is. Everybody that has weapons, that's sending weapons, is diminishing their own arsenal. That's getting them ready to be attacked by Russia and China and BRICS. And Marv, you didn't send me this link, so I went and grabbed it. So it's a distractions are getting started. Distractions have been going on. Distractions have been going on since Pelosi and Trump. Since before that, obviously. But that's just one example. Then it's that when that stops, then it's the next one, then the next one, then the next one. They're keeping people distracted so they don't wake up about what's coming from space. FBI keeps getting burned badly. Reliance on liberal sources. They don't care. Obviously, the FBI has been weaponized against us, obviously. By the time that the people on Fox News come out and say that in clear terms, it's too late. Egypt is looking to join BRICS, which we've known. And Iran president visit China. So this is going back and forth. This is the dogs and cats playing together. Iraq and Iran joining BRICS with OPEC Plus. Thousands of protests outside of Israel Parliament against the judicial reforms. Look at the headlines. A lot of it BRICS related. Which you don't see a lot in the lamestream media. Unidentified flying inflation. This is going to support the hypothesis that distraction is to divert attention away from what's really going on with the economy, which is collapsing. Which, that's what Gregory's saying. Avoid the stocks. Good time to get your resources if you have any stocks whatsoever. Anything that's fiat. Get it into survival-related commodities. Gold, silver, nano silver, guns, ammo. So Gregory's pointing out that J.P. Morgan is calling a market top, the stock markets. Now this one just caught my eye here. 6 top crops to grow at home to save yourself from starving. Hope you guys are taking that to heart. Now's the time for this cycle. Even if you never put anything outside and you only grow in a pot in front of the south-facing window, to have something to go with your Keystone meats and things like that. You can't live out of a can and be healthy. Dow Jones. So they're believing the lie today. And almost 1%. And silver is at 21.83. That's a buy. Put your 2.25. Talk to Dan. I didn't get an update last Thursday. Wait, it was 2-something. Veteran refuses to remove flag. This is a horror story. I could not imagine myself living in an association. In a neighborhood, period. There are 4 houses in a square mile here where we're at. That's comfortable for me. Cannot imagine living in a neighborhood. That's what this guy's did, and he got himself into some trouble. Just by putting up a flag, American flag, in front of his house. Now they're selling his house to pay for the fines that they levied on him. Interesting story. Man pulls a knife. He brought a knife to a gunfight, basically what happens. And he jumps out of his car, his road rager, gets out with his knife. And little did he know that this is a concealed carry guy that he was about to try to assault. And so he backed away quickly. And then this guy tries to call the cops and say this guy pulled a gun on him like it was his fault. Unfortunately for him, the wife videoed the whole thing from start to finish. This guy right here was in the wrong. And he ends up in jail. And charged. Then this gal here, she tried to stop. Apparently, it was her boyfriend, apparently. And he's getting... They had a warrant for his arrest. They were arresting him for something else, for something. She thought she was going to step in and save his day. And this cop had enough of her, and pow, her head ended up getting slammed against concrete. Just kind of let you know what's going on. The crazy stuff is happening out there. 17-year-old football player dies. 17 years old. He has cardiac arrest and dies. I think we know why. High food inflation for 2023. This is a forecast. And it's only going to continue to get worse as more and more farmers do not participate because of the rising costs and the rising interest rates. That's really important. So for years and years, that interest rate was near zero. So they could go out and get their line of credit, do everything they had to do, get their fuel, get everything, fertilizer, and look at their balance sheet would show a profit when they were done if they had a good year. Now, the balance sheets aren't showing that they're going to have a good year. Even if, because of the rising interest rates, part of it, rising fuel costs, rising all the costs, when you add everything up, a lot of people don't plant. And some people are being paid not to plant. So, I looked at a few of these planting. This is right here in Harrison, Arkansas. And... of course, it's different for each, so I'm going to be having some of my babies inside longer than others. And I'm trying to use the moon, trying to use every advantage possible to get the best yield possible. The planting calendar, and this is gardening by the moon. And I had already looked at February. Here's February right here. You see right here? Poor planting days, good harvest days, any crop. So I'm in the germinating phase. So if I took them outside and planted them right now, that wouldn't be smart. But this is a good time to do precisely what I'm sharing with you right now. And if you live in Ohio, this is what they're saying. And it has to do with the train derailment and the poison. There seems to be A lot of people that are reporting on that. What is U.S. government, MSM, one is talking about UFOs. You notice that they have people distracted right now. Something's looming. Something's coming. You kind of feel it like those turkey quakes. So here's another one of these stories. Asylum seekers who arrived on boats arrested in connection with alleged rape 15-year-old girl. These people coming from third world countries that are not, obviously not assimilating. And the people, the citizens, are the ones that end up paying the price for it. For teenage asylum seekers. Now, this is the story told from a little different perspective. Well, the Daily Mail. Usually I don't keep these windows up because they suck so much RAM out of your system. Illegal aliens is... I mean, you can call them asylum seekers if you want to. Hey, watch how quickly this arm, there's a video down here. And he's getting ready to rob the place. In the video, he's getting ready to rob the place. And the person behind the counter pulls a gun on him and he runs like a baby. 19 minutes into this situation update. Mike Adams, flamboyant here lately, Really, I just want the news. I was having trouble getting that in the first 19 minutes. NORAD gives notice. Air defense exercise around Washington. It's set for Tuesday. So if you're anywhere near Washington, God bless you. But they're getting people ready for something. That's a lot of time during these exercises that stuff happens. Like at the Pentagon on 9/11 attacks. They were actually doing a simulation of a jetliner crash during their inside job. Canada closes airspace. You see, they want everybody looking up now. Seems to me they're trying to dilute what happened with the original incident, which I don't believe for a second was a Chinese balloon. I believe it's an American balloon. And there's a lot of them up there. They're using them to spy on Americans. I mean, they have the NSA and the Global Intelligence Community has so much in the way of resources globally to be able to see and hear and hack into anything that they want to. It makes you wonder why they would even have the need for a balloon. You know, why do we need a closer look than what they can read the letters on a dollar bill from space? Whatever that's what smells delivery system. Electromagnetic pulse, that seems like that's what they're getting ready for. And it's the bad guys, the people that did the 9/11 inside job, getting ready to for the next big false flag. That's going to be taking down cities. Electromagnetic pulses. That's what it looks like to me. Ukraine short on ammo with Russia gaining. So we're coming up to the time whenever Russia takes things to the next phase, which seems like it's going to be right at about the 25th to me, despite the West's billions. And then we'll see what China does. And if BRICS if they activate the military side of their alliance that they're building here. As we know, the economic alliance is forming. And at some point, that's going to be a military. That's going to boil down to who's going to be fighting with Russia and China against the United States and Western Europe and anybody associated with us, like Japan, like South Korea. Difficult for anybody for me to imagine that Ukraine is short on anything with everybody giving them handouts, except for this is gigantic corruption, money laundering, gun running, and not to Ukraine. The U.S. act of war against the European Union. President Biden ordered terror attack on Nord Stream and high treason against the people. Couldn't really call it high treason. That would be if the U.K. did it or if Germany did it, or it's treason against the United States whenever he attacks us. But I catch the drift. Representative Donalds exposes rise in rapes and sexual assaults on females on journey to Biden's open border. It's not just on the way to, it's here inside the United States. Cartels are gaining more and more power inside the inner cities, right along with the gangs. We're not even hearing about. The 200 biggest cities in the United States, the inner cities controlled by gangs. And so it's just one step away when you realize the cartels are being empowered by all the money that they've been making, billions of dollars. So what are they going to do next? They're going to set their sights on the United States. The things that they're bringing here, according to their business model, they're bringing weed here. They're going to set up weed operations here in the United States. Cocaine, set up operations here in the United States. Taking over more and more of the markets and utilizing the local resources. Gang members, they're going to decide, they're going to pick winners and losers, and the losers are going to be wiped out. That's the way it works. I used to know somebody that his Camaro, trunk would fit two bales of weed. And he used to go to the ports. He had three people above him in the chain of command. He used to make a lot of money doing that. And in one single weekend, everybody in the chain of command above him was murdered. And he was out of business right away. He didn't even drive out to the port anymore because, they could have taken him out too if he'd have been there at the wrong time. But that's the way that it works, and you should expect cartels. They're going to be more in command control. They've been empowered by the CIA. They've been working with them with this catch and bust program, and the FBI and the CIA are working with, along with the Border Patrol, along with ICE. It's easy for them to be weaponized against us because they're working with the cartels. They have to be working with the cartels to have a smooth catch and bust, which, you know, is now catch and plane. It's not catching anything. It's transportation of illegal alien foreign nationals as rapidly as possible here inside the United States. Globalists push UFO panic to distract Nord Stream. It's not just to distract from Nord Stream, the looming threat of World War III and the collapsing economy and what's coming from space. It's everything. So they can deploy. They expect revolution to happen. And if revolution doesn't happen when they want, they're going to make it happen. That's what happened to the 1-6ers. FBI operatives working among them, inspiring them to go to the Pentagon, to go to the Capitol. We must go inside the Capitol. Though they've already taken over the movement, and whenever they're ready, there's going to be a big revolution here in the United States, whether it's the revolutionaries, the patriots are ready or not. It's going to happen whenever the elite say so. Body cam video shows deadly motel shootout, the fugitive. This is a typical day in the neighborhood these days. Inside an Australian quarantine camp. I seem to have a lot of glitter and rose petals at the top of the story whenever I was reading this, but if you're interested in what's going on, this reminds me of the Canadian quarantine camps. That story. We heard about a lot about that early on, but not so much later on. COVID vax, a Pentagon project, says Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This guy to me is controlled resistance. Some of what he's saying is true. A lot of what he's saying is just not true. So they're making a Pentagon project. This is actually going to be a DARPA project. And he's diverting attention away from the vax companies, saying that this is the DOD doing it, which the DOD is involved, Fort Detrick, the Army particularly. That's who DARPA used. But the vax companies are also DARPA companies. So he's not making that connection well enough for me. But this is a biological weapon. And then he goes on about Wuhan, and, you know, this being the China virus and this and that. And that is the false narrative. That's the smokescreen. So that's one of the reasons I think this guy, he's either uninformed, he's a dupe, or he's an operative. In either case, he's pointing people toward the false narrative of smokescreen. It's blatant, right up in your face. You can see it as clear as day. That's what he's doing. Along with Mike Adams and a lot of others. Animals falling sick, dying near the highly toxic Ohio train derailment because of the fumes that are coming off of this. And the poison. That's why some people are saying, get the heck out of here. Get out of here. There's so much poison in the air that it's killing a lot of people. Or it's killing a lot of animals. And I guess we'll see how many people actually get exposed and perish. Records show U.S. and U.K. confidential agreement tied to vax adverse effects events. Do you think it's not just these guys? It's Russia, it's China, they're all working together. It's very confusing until you see the big picture of how Russia, China, the United States, Germany, they're all working together. They're all planning to run to the underground arc cities. Their new world order begins when the Black Star leaves the inner solar system. So there are haves that are going to the underground cities, and there are have-nots, people that are left on the surface. And they really believe that they are saving humanity by running to the underground cities and saving themselves, because the world's not going to be able to support 8 billion people. So what are you going to do? This is their plan that's being rolled out all around us. So of course, and this is a little, just looking through a keyhole and seeing just a little bit of the picture. And this guy here, This was sent in by Mr. Photo, and he sums things up about this far into the video about what's really going on with the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergs. He sees it, what's going on. It just seems to me that a guy that saw the big picture would just be able to do a little bit better for himself. It looks to me like he's living in squalor myself. But he explains everything. You'll see who runs the world. And he's not necessarily talking about the global banks cartel and the House of Rothschild and the central banks. He doesn't get that far up the food chain, but he does get the Council on Foreign Relations and not, you know, too far down the pyramid. He sees it. Then, don't rely on bankrupt system to save you. That's why I'm showing you about germinating seeds. I'm telling you, get your nanosilver when you can. Get your silver. Be able to barter. Get yourself detached from the fiat system before it craters. And he's going on and on about football and how he doesn't support football, but he doesn't hold it against us if he doesn't. Brother, I really just want, this guy shares some pretty good news. He has pretty good perspective. Whether you watch football or don't, or baseball or hockey or whatever, that's irrelevant to me. Retirement crisis will financially eviscerate millions of young Americans eventually. This is me, baby boomer, 65, just turned 65, right in the heart of it. And we're going to know soon about if I'm getting my pension or not, which I should. And we'll see. The pension programs, I mean, if you just Google it, you'll see they're going broke everywhere. And most people that are going to depend on just a pension or just on Social Security or something like that going to be, well, inflated out of their house, inflated, they're not going to be able to afford food. So we have to identify those threats and to create the contingencies and execute on time. For a lot of people, it's going to be a second job. It's going to be, you know, a lot of things. Or a first job for the retired. Fear, violence, grip, Haiti, gang seize control. All of the elected officials quit. And it's probably pretty wise for them to do that, because if they didn't, the gangs are going to kill them anyway. But we should expect to see more boat people coming from Haiti as that place is collapsing. Then China spots an identified object near theirs and will shoot it down. People writing and asking for his opinion about the balloons and everything, to me it's a gigantic distraction. Away from the original incident, I believe that there are a lot of these balloons that are up there. That have been for years. Law enforcement says cartels are overwhelming Montana. Just keep paying attention and put your state in here. Because that's what's coming, and that seems to be deliberate, part of societal collapse. Deliberate and on purpose. The deliberate agencies are CIA, FBI, all of them. They've been working with the cartels since 2014, at least, with the pilot program of the Catch and Bus program. And at some point, I mean, the CIA and the FBI are not going to depend on gangs to take down the inner cities. They have to have more structure. They have to have more resources. And they're going to get that through the money that's being made through the Catch and Bus program and that's going to the cartels. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. So that allows them to get the arms they need, the technologies, things that they need to then bring the gangs online, and the gangs are being added to right now by the illegal alien invasion. So this is the takedown of the United States. This is just one component of how that's happening. The answer is strong survival group. Relocate near proximity to your survival group buddies and support each other. Mass riots and looting. 1 million people in the streets. On the streets. I do believe that he's talking about France, which he is. And you see there's 10,000 here and so many there. And this is, eventually, this goes to the whole civilized world, in my view. The revolution is baked into the plandemic cake. And this was sent in by the Project Astronomer, Don, and he asked to please share. Let's just listen to the first part.
It's February the 9th, 2023, and this is my 321st video since the fake pandemic, the COVID fraud and the designer war started and began us on our long journey into the new abnormal and the great reset. This is, I believe, the most important video you'll ever watch because it shows without any reasonable doubt that Joe Biden, the American president, accelerated the designer war between Russia and Ukraine, which has now become World War III, with America, the EU, and the UK supplying tanks to attack Russians, and a German minister admitting that we are at war with Russia.
Yeah, but the bigger picture is, this is what I see commonly, no matter who we go to, whether it's like a Dr. Merritt, or it's a Mike Adams, or everybody's got their little perspective, they're looking through this little keyhole at this grand series of events that are happening, and they're only seeing this little part of it. They don't see the whole picture. So Dr. Coleman, he thinks that he sees the bigger picture, but the plandemic is just their command control mechanism. And World War III, that's the method used to eliminate undesirable elements. So that's, I mean, it's important what's going on. It's about to transition to the next level. And this is going to tie in with the balloons they're going across. And the attacks that are coming, electromagnetic pulses are going to knock out cities. That's going to happen. And the activation of the biological weapon, that's going to happen. Then, before we go further, one of you wrote to me about, you're asking me, oh, it's Deb. And you wrote to me earlier about helping the vaxxers and nanosilver, sodium borate, and the rest of that regimen that are shared with you. And you wrote to me again, and you're talking about, you were focusing in on spike protein production of the Herald strain and of the vax and this and that. The thing to realize is that just the Herald strain that's going around eventually kills everything on the planet. And it is infecting everything and everybody. And it behaves like a retrovirus. It's not a virus, not a retrovirus. It's a biological weapon engineered to behave like a retrovirus. So it is weaving its own RNA that includes a myriad of coded inserts, like the 18 HIV encoded inserts. It allows that biological weapon to twist itself together with the host RNA outside the nucleus and then to invade the nucleus. And then that cell divides, and so the retrovirus, it assembles amino acids onto proteins to create the RNA and then the DNA, because the biological weapon was engineered to do that. And so people that are waltzing around without protection, without stopping the replication, then their cells are changing. Eventually, the immune system, you wake up one morning and the immune system wakes up and it goes, hey, this is an invader. And then the immune system begins attacking the host and kills the host. Eventually. It just takes a while. So you have people that are being infected and they're unprotected and their body's being changed. And they are infecting people in their environment. And then the vaxxers, they are transfecting people in their environment. And so some people have a false sense of security thinking that, oh, well, this is applying to vaxxers. So you're writing to me asking me about vaxxers, but you didn't take the vax. But if you're not on your nanosilver and sodium borate every single day, then your body's being changed. And the vax is, you're going to have contact with a vaxxer and you're going to be transfected. And then that process is going to start. And then it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before everybody is transfected. So this is like the deer out in the forest, out in the woods. The way that the biological weapon is engineered is just like the vaccination of the animals. They only have to get to a small percentage of them. And they all interact, and then they're all transfected. Well, that's what's happening in our environment. I'm not sure that people grasp the seriousness of what I'm saying. If we're not protecting ourselves every single day, then we're going to be transfected, and we may not even have a runny nose. And it looks like everything's great, and the whole world looks like, oh, this is all over and everything. That's what they want you to think. And then activation comes and everybody dies. That's the forecast of what's happening. So for me, what I'm doing is I'm keeping my NanoSilver in my system every single day and sodium borate in my regular drinking water every single day and doing other things too. My heart treatments, I haven't stopped being on my heart treatments. That's where the primary assault comes to the circulatory system. And my plan is to be around whenever Lord God brings us home. Then this, sent in by Karen, this is one of the teeny houses that, and you see there's all kinds of models, teeny houses. And you go on through, and it shows you how they're set up. This is a 13 by 13 little house that's perfect for off the grid. So this is just one example. And then Brad's been busy. So why is no one stopping this? Are we being played? Absolutely we're being played. Air Force attack, shoot them down. Japan issues. What is that? A little new warning. And then breaking news, Army warning. War with China in 24 weeks. It could be sooner than that. It could be 24 days. It's happening again. The flu outbreak crossing over into humans. When we start seeing avian flu human to human, then the world is going to change not long after that. Then it makes it to the airports, then it makes it to the hospitals. And it follows a similar line too with our original plandemic. This could be plandemic too right here. Remember, some of these strains are 90% death, 90% some of the avian strains. And if this, I would assume that it's going to be AI assisted and electromagnetically activated like the current biological weapon that's out there. So right now we're sitting in a holding pattern with the war, with the pandemic, with everything. It looks to me like, because we're coming to the end of this 92-day period since we were at the backside alignment. We're coming to the alignment, to the 90-degree angle position on February the 25th. So it looks to me like the world's going to change big time from just before the 25th to just after the 25th, and that we're going to see it noticeably. So hope that you guys are prepared for what's coming. Appreciate your support very, very much. Get more information right here at tarot03.com, and I'll see you on the next Black Star Update Report. Oh, the thing I was supposed to mention first that I didn't mention is that NanoSilver and Mystery Explain and shipments are being made regularly for this Tuesday. After this Tuesday, shipments moving forward are going to be Friday only, one time per week. Shipments on Fridays. That's changing from Tuesdays to Fridays. It's been for the last, since 2020, it's been Tuesdays and Fridays. And as a matter of fact, it was every other day back whenever the program started. But that's changed right now until further notice to Fridays only. So packaging happens during the week as the orders come in, and then shipping moving forward from now on until further notice is going to be on Fridays. Appreciate support again. Get more information right here at tarot03.com. See you on the next Black Star Update Report.